We are continuing the thread of fitness this morning. Joining us is Kurt Fritz. He's the race director for an upcoming event on Oahu's west side at the Ko'olina Resort. Four Seasons Hotel is playing host to the fundraiser for Kapi'olani Women's and Children's Hospital. It includes a triathlon and an aquathon, opportunities to get your keiki into fitness early. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So what is an aquathon?
You know, that's a really cool name, isn't it? It reminds me of Aquaman. But it incorporates swimming first and then running after that. So you come right out of the water, you run right up, get your running shoes on, and off you go. Various distances. So we have that for the adults. They will be running, they will be swimming 600 meters and then running a full 5K. So it's quite a little, you know, sprint endeavor. But then we also have two different smaller versions for two different smaller demographics, if you will. We have a 10 to 14-year-old class, which will be a much shorter distance. And then the little ones under 10 years old will also be doing a smaller version of that.
Okay, so it's really a chance for your whole family to get involved.
Yeah. Race Ko'olina, presented by Four Seasons, is completely family-friendly. There's an event for all ages. So we encourage the entire family to come out. There's also the opportunity to stay at Four Seasons. So Four Seasons is offering the best rates of the entire year to participants, families of the event for Friday night, Saturday night, as well as Sunday night. So
okay, so you can really make it a big weekend, just kind of a staycation.
You can. That's kind of the essence of what we wanted to do, is bring people out to Ko'olina for the entire weekend. Many people, especially those in East Oahu, probably never have even gone out there. Maybe they went to a high school graduation dance or something out there. But so much has changed out at Ko'olina Resort. So much has built up, and the Four Seasons is just such a relaxing, enticing place to be. We want people to come out and experience the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to see that you're welcoming the community in for these events, and you're putting on these races. This is, what, the third year that you've done this?
This is the third year, and it's built up every year. Last year, we had about 650 total participants. This year, our goal is to get up to about 800, possibly 900, because we have the five events, the sprint triathlon, the adult aquathon, the keiki aquathon for the two age groups that we mentioned, the 5K and the 10K, and the 5K can actually be walked as well. So we changed our courses this year to have more capacity for the 5K and the 10K runs. There, even though we have the best athletes coming from all over the island and some from off island, it's really about the first timer. So the triathlon specifically, 85% of the people who sign up for the triathlon are actually first timers. So it's a perfect first-time event. The course is relatively flat all the way around. Even our keiki 1K at the end of all of our events, when everybody's pretty much finished, we have an amazing little, you could call it the toddler 1K, if you will. And that is loops around our finish line area. And everyone is invited to kind of participate in that. But it is actually an official event. You do register for it for the kids. They get a finisher's medal and a shirt just like everybody else does.
Okay. And joining us in our studios is a young athlete that you've got in tow.
Yes. My wife and I, Rachel, we're so blessed. We've been married 20 years coming up next June. We have five children, so I have my number four with me. This is Jeremiah.
Hi, Jeremiah. Hey. So you've done this race before?
Yes, I have.
And so what's the most fun thing about it?
Well, the year before last year, it was really good. Like, there's free shave ice. There's a biggest inflatable water slide on the whole state of Hawaii.
Whoa.
So it's going to be really fun.
Yeah, that's a finish line feature that we have as well. So when you go into the back of the Four Seasons Resort, there's a ballroom back there called the Ko'olina Ballroom. It's actually 50,000 square feet. This year, because of all the numbers we're expecting, we have the entire ballroom, but they have what's called the Grand Lawn. And the largest inflatable water slide in the entire state, Most High Jump is the company that provides that to us. They're the only ones that have this. It is, I think, almost 2.5, almost 3 stories high.
Wow.
Yeah. And so everybody who comes into our finish line area, and it's actually shaped like a big giant wave, so they have to run around that before they go into the finish and then immediately can go back and go down the slide. So we have a lot of fun at the finish line.
Yeah, so you get hot and then you get cool.
Exactly right. Everybody can cool off. So they work real hard and then they can cool off and have a lot of fun. The expo, if you will, and the finish line area, that whole ballroom will be completely filled We're going to have massage therapy there. We're going to have a whole cakey cove. We'll have live music. Four Seasons puts it on for us like no other. A full breakfast is provided. And then we're going to have random prizes, of course, awards for those that do get top three in each of the age groups and the overalls and in the five events. It's going to be a blast.
Okay, so that event is happening toward the end of the month, so people can start to make their plans now?
Yeah, we want people. That's the thing. We do have limited capacity in each one of the events, so we do want people to register now. This is the time. The event is September 22nd, Sunday. And again, we invite everybody to come out and stay for the weekend. But the time is now. They want to go to, for everything having to do with Coatlina, so they can get a feel for what Coatlina is all about, is go to coatlina.com. Very easy. And then also to directly register, you want to go to bocahawaii.com, which is B-O-C-A, hawaii.com.
Okay, so they're helping you, helping to put this on as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, Haul and Hina and their whole production team down there with Boca Hawaii is just, they are so awesome in what they do. We've been partners for years. I used to race triathlon back in the day with Haul. He was my original coach for triathlon. We've been friends for going on, I think, 25, 30 years now.
And I've taken a swim class from him, so yeah, I know.
He's good. Fantastic. Yeah, and so we just get together, and the collective team between myself, Haul Hina, Boca Hawaii, and the Four Seasons crew is just second to none.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We've been talking to Kirk Fritz, race director for Race Coatlina, and his son Jeremiah. That race scheduled for September 22nd.